Another way in which cultural views of the self influence emotions is in the physiological component, how our bodies respond. As independent selves, European Americans place a greater value on high arousal states because it's important to be in a pleasant state. So they show higher physiological arousal during emotion, and then tend to be slower to return to a low arousal state during the recovery period. In contrast, interdependent selves place a greater value on lower arousal states. Interdependent selves want to show lower arousal during emotion, and they may be faster to return to a lower arousal state so that other people won't feel bad. In other words, for interdependent selves, one's own emotional state should have minimal impact on other people's emotional states. Then Jeannie turned to corroborating data from Jerome Kagan, a developmental psychologist at Harvard, who compared the physiological reactions of 4-month-old infants from Beijing with European-American infants of the same age. They showed these infants a number of sensory stimuli, moving objects, and then looked at their behavior. They found that the European-American infants cried more, vocalized more, and fretted more. They looked more worried. The Dalai Lama was intrigued. "This is very interesting. Are there any significant differences in the experiences they have had for the first 4 months?" "That's the question," Jeannie said. "That's what we don't know." "This is crucial," the Dalai Lama said. "If there was a difference in their experience, that might rule out a genetic explanation. Differences observed even so close to birth could be due to environmental influences in utero, working through the mother's emotional reactions, or in how babies are handled and responded to from birth onward." "Right," Jeannie said, picking up on the implication. "We don't know if these differences are genetic." "Is there an understanding from the developmental, psychological perspective," the Dalai Lama asked, "at what stage the child has a cognitive recognition of the mother?" Jeannie deferred to Mark Greenberg, a developmental psychologist. "It depends on the sensory modality," Mark explained. "In the first days of life, babies can differentiate their mother's breast pad from another mother's by smell," Mark said. "Immediately?" the Dalai Lama asked. "So there's spontaneous feeling of dependency. In the auditory channel, they can recognize the mother's voice from birth," Mark said. "Visually, it takes a while longer because the visual system is not complete.